Good evening.
Again, it's good to be back again here in the church, and I'm so happy for this kind of crowd in Sunday evening. It's sad that there are some churches, they don't have Sunday evening anymore. But I'm glad that this church still have a Sunday evening service. And I have a good crowd, and we praise the Lord for that. And before I will share the word of God again, I just want to thank especially your pastor for their hospitality and for allowing me to stay in their house. And thank you so much, Pastor, and for the food that they prepared. And just like I said to Pastor, for 2 months that we've been here, I already gained 3 pounds. Now it's already 4 pounds. So when we go back to the Philippines, our problem is our members could not recognize us anymore. But I said it's still good because we need to burn all those food that we ate here in America. But it's a blessing. And thank you so much, church, for your hospitality, also for your kindness and for your love in our family, in the ministry, also in the Philippines. Now, this evening, I will preach a message, and don't worry, I will not keep you long because I still have 5.5 hours drive going back to Marietta this evening. So please pray for me that I will not fall asleep on the road. And also, I will not see many deers because yesterday, almost 10 of them. Because the GPS brought me to, cornfield and everything yesterday. So they said that GPS is God's provision for stupid. So that is what they said. So that's why I'm asking Pastor a while ago, what is the best route going back to Marietta? So please pray for me, and as I travel back to Marietta this evening. So again, church, thank you so much. And tonight, I want to bring a message. And if you're able to stand, please open your Bible in the book of 1 Kings chapter 17. 1 Kings chapter 17. In verse number 8 down to verse number 16. The Bible said, "And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belong to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but unto the handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in the cruse, and behold, I am gathering 2 sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. Verse 15. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. Verse 16. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail according to the word of the Lord which he spake by Elijah. Tonight, I want to bring a message entitled, Plenty in the Midst of Scarcity. Plenty in the midst of scarcity. Shall we go to God in prayer? Our God and Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you once again for this opportunity that I am able to share thy word to your children. Thank you so much, Lord, for this time, the freedom that we have, that we can study thy word this evening. I ask, Lord, that may you be with us and may you bless us as we study thy word, and use me as a channel of blessing to your people. Thank you so much, Lord, for this wonderful evening and for this church. We give back all the praise and glory. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may all be seated. Plenty in the midst of scarcity. There are three pastors met one morning, and these three pastors, they usually meet together every morning, and there is a story that there are three pastors met one morning in a restaurant for a coffee fellowship. They talk about what they did to get rid of the bats in the ceiling of their respective churches. The first pastor said, "I put them in a sack, then I drove 100 miles. From there, I opened the sack and let them go. But when I got back to the church, they were also there." The second pastor said, "This is what I did. I bought a big pan, then I blew them away. They went, but after one day, I heard them again in the ceiling." Then the third pastor answered and said, "This is what I did. I took my Bible, then I taught them about giving, and before I finished my lesson, they flew away and never returned afterwards." You know, if there is one type of sermon that really bugs people more than any other, one sermon topic that really bends people out of shape is when the preacher talks about money. He can talk about adultery, not problem. Stealing, murder, lust, just all right. But let him talk about mission giving, and well, he's gone from preaching to meddling. It's fun to watch people when you talk about mission giving, because they prone, cross their arms, look disgusted, and hold onto their wallet all at the same time. You know, a missionary speaking of the need of the mission field and was to receive an offering to help out with the work. A man was sitting next to the aisle about halfway. He had folded his arms and sat with a grim, a skull, and a prone. He evidently didn't want to be there. Perhaps his wife had made him to come. When the usher held the plate in front of him, he just shook his head. The usher giggled the plate invitingly. Still, the only response was a head shake. And the usher leaned over and whispered, "It's for mission, you know." Still, the skull and a mumbled sentence, "I don't believe in missions, you know." And this usher was a sharp man. He leaned down and said, "Then you take some of it. It's for the heathen anyway." So church of Christian, let me tell you, it's the giving of God's people which allow the church to exist. It's the giving of God's people which allow the church to do missions. It's the giving of church which allow the church to do missionary, support missionary, so that they can spread the gospel into all parts of the world. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, church, through your faith promise in mission or support in missionary will allow to spread the gospel in all parts of the world. And I am hopeful that this message will not cause you to offended, but rather see our privilege to be able to return a portion of gifts that God gives to us. Our message this evening is about a widow woman who experienced plenty in the midst of scarcity. The word scarcity, church, means insufficiency or shortness of supply. The land was already experiencing the judgment of God, because King Ahab of the northern kingdom did not listen to the message of God through Elijah. King Ahab led his people from rebelling against God. He promoted idol worship. He patronized the gods of his wife Jezebel. Because of this, God was angry. And he sent Elijah to tell Ahab to repent and turn his heart to the Lord. But Ahab's heart was so hardened. So when Elijah left him, God's judgment was poured upon the land. For 3.5 years, the cloud did not bring rain. For 3.5 years, the land was dry. For 3.5 years, no crops were harvested. But notice in verse number 16, the raven brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. Friends, no matter how difficult our situation is, God is able to take care of us. He can provide in the midst of scarcity. Here in our text, we will see a widow who impressed the Lord by what she sold to Elijah. She was not as popular as Abraham was, but her testimony was noticed. Whenever we read of names mentioned from the Old Testament, they have done something great for the Lord. Like Abraham, like Moses, Jacob, Joseph, David, and many to mention. But my friends, in Luke chapter 4, verse number 25 and 26, this widow woman was mentioned. He said, "But I tell you of truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout the land, but unto none of them was sent save unto Sarepta, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow." God used a widow woman to sustain for the need of Elijah. During those scarcity, during that time, God used a widow woman to provide for the needs of Elijah. What made the Lord mention her? What made her noteworthy? Tonight, there are 4 things in this widow woman that we can see. What made her experience? Number one, in verse number 8 and 9, the word of the Lord came unto him saying, "Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belong to Sidon, and dwell there, and behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee." Number one that we can see, why this widow woman was mentioned, is because of her opportunity. Because of her opportunity. This widow had been chosen especially to provide for Elijah. This opportunity came during the most difficult time of her life. Although she knew that she needed that food very badly, and yet she shared to Elijah with a portion of what she got. For her, giving was something like an opportunity. The task of providing of Elijah was not given to anybody. It was given to somebody. God does not want just anybody to provide for his church. God does not want just anybody to support the missionary. God tasks you to help his work in the other worlds. You know, I thank God because he chose not the Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, or Seventh-day Adventists, etc. to support his ministry. Thank God he chose you, this church, to help us in the Philippines. What a privilege that God uses this church to provide the needs of many missionaries around the world. Giving ought to be an opportunity, and it will become the world's greatest pleasure when we do it out of love. Number two, what made her noteworthy? Because of her openness. In verse number 10 to 12, "So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel and a little of oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. You know, we can see the openness of this widow woman. This widow woman did not give what she did not have. She was honest in her evaluation of her ability to give. And this is something that that is uncommon today. Many times we feel that because we are not rich, we can participate in mission. We think that mission is only for a people who have more than what we have. But look at this widow. She did not have much, but she was willing to give anyway. Do you remember the widow in the New Testament who gave two mites? Hers was not that much, but she gave out of her resources, and her giving touched the heart of God. Remember, church, little is much when God is in it. Friends, God will never expect more from us than what He'll give us. A pastor in Ohio, Dr. Roger Green, once said, "It doesn't take much to make a difference." To you, church, a dollar is not much, but to the ministry in the Philippines, it is an opportunity to hear the word of God and to help the ministry in the Philippines. You know, my friends, and we can see that this widow woman, God used this widow woman. How sad that too often some Christian practice residual religion, and that they might simply means that we can do our best. But you know, we can do our best even in a little time. God can use that little to make a big impact to many lives. Amen. Number three, what made her noteworthy? Number three, because of her obedience. In verse number 15, the Bible said, "And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days." My friends, the widow woman took the God and Elijah at their word and did what she was tasked. She obeyed after the promise, but before the production, she gave out of her poverty, not of her plenty. She did not let the circumstances dictate her giving. The promises of God are often dependent on our obedience to God. Abraham had to go out from his homeland because he could get the promised land. Moses had to stretch his rod before the Red Sea would part. Joshua and his army had to march 7 times around Jericho before the walls fell down. And the widow had to use up her last bit of flour and oil before God provided more. Friends, church, through your obedience in giving to mission, many people and children will hear gospel. Many children who lost hope will have hope. We want to obey God. We want to do what the Lord wants us to do. We obey the Lord in our life because there is opportunity to preach the gospel in this world. My friends, number four and last, what make her noteworthy? Not only her opportunity, second, her openness, third, her obedience, and number four, we can see her overflow. In verse number 16, "And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah." See, God bless this widow woman. She and her child ate many days until the famine was over because she obeyed the Lord. She experienced the goodness of God. In these very difficult times of our life, remember, God's resources never run out. If you want to experience Him, start obeying Him now. They said that deputation right now is hard, but we said God's resources never run out. If one, God rewarded her, if you can see God rewarded this widow woman, a perpetual supply of food. Someday, I know, God will reward you. It may not be here, maybe in heaven. I know, God's miracle is still possible today. Amen. The question is, who are you obeying right now? Are you in a situation where you don't know who to obey? May I tell you, church, this evening, let us obey God. Let us put our faith in God. If God can use this widow woman in the middle of scarcity, God can even use us also we need just to be obey God in our lives. Church, again, thank you so much, and I hope that this message has been a blessing to you this evening. May God bless you all.